You're now listening to a Flawless Noises Media Network production.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ratchet Ramblers podcast presented to you by Flawless Noises Media. I am one of your hosts. I am Jeremy. My AKA for today is there can only be one super freaky grandmama. Losing her mind. We don't need you to be another one, Carly Rear. And as usual, I'm joined by my friends and my co-hosts.
Hey, everybody. It's Candace, not so newly at PC on all social media. I do not have an AKA today, but oh my God, I forgot to mention this when we just recorded Ratchet Reloaded. Derek is back in jail, y'all. Derek is back in jail, and I found out because Monique used his mugshot as her Facebook profile picture.
Oh my
and
God.
She said that she a petty ass bitch and it's up forever when it come to Derek. But Derek is back in jail. That's why I said Monique didn't have to go to Mal and do all that arguing. One thing about a lot of motherfuckers who be in and out of jail their whole life, they gonna always go back.
Yeah.
He right back where he can't fuck nobody no more. Well, never mind. Okay. He could definitely hit a booty hole for an hour and betwixt them walls if he wants to, but you don't have to worry about him being with no another woman because he not with no women in there. It's meat to meat where he at.
All right.
Damn. I wanted to get that off. I have no desire to discuss whatever is happening with that one rapper lady. I'm not giving that no attention. Worst of luck to that lady. Because when you speak ill of the dead, you got to be careful playing with them spirits and them ancestors, because they wreak vengeance, and there's nothing the living can do to stop it. When the dead decide that they want to make life heavy for you, the living cannot help you. So good to hell luck, everybody. Y'all.
Hey Adrian.
I just have been thinking of like a 72-hour spiral is crazy. Like, it's been 72 hours of non-stop spiraling,
and you can't just go out and go for a walk in the park with your mate and your kid or nothing. You gotta stay in the house.
Well, I mean, she can't go too far with the mate because, you know, never mind. How you doing, Adrian?
I'm doing well.
You know why? Because you don't have to live by Megan's Law.
Mm.
And I live by a park, so sometimes I can hear when the children are playing.
And I could be a
and
volunteer.
And children's laughter uplifts you.
And true. We can volunteer at our children's schools and things like that. You know?
True.
We can be, just saying. Yeah. You know, while we here, though, I just, you, Valerie, little Miss Akbar V., you need to have a stadium of fucking seats. It used
to
be.
She got a daughter to be looking after.
It used to be shame attached to being a deadbeat parent, especially a deadbeat mama.
Mm-hmm.
Being a deadbeat mama was shameful. I've never seen a bitch who let her kids down so gratuitously have so much to say about everything and everybody else.
In the words of our late great friend, Curtis, you have no child.
Like, you, that is just really fucking ridiculous.
Wait, hold up. Don't tell me she has something to say about this whole debacle.
Oh, yes. Of course she did.
This is getting as bad as the people that are jumping in to respond to Cat Williams. Like, some of y'all he wasn't even talking to. Like, not even close to talking to and talking about.
Yeah.
Get them kids.
Get them cheering.
Yeah, can't.
Well, them children probably grown now. They probably
want very little to do with her, if we being honest.
That's fair.
If we being honest.
That's fair. Because there's no way Candy is your cousin and you can't get shit to pop in the music industry.
Well, hell, that's because the music ain't good.
Grammy Award winning, Grammy Award writing, multi-million platinum plaque selling, Candy Burris Tucker is your cousin, and the best you can do for yourself is be a lapdog to a woman that's your age. Just wanted to say that. I just wanted to say that. You are getting big sis by a woman that's your age.
All that pretty waste.
Yeah, because she, one thing about her, boss, she's a beautiful woman, but goddamn.
She's very beautiful.
And I mean, laughing about somebody getting shot like you don't still got bullet fragments in the back of your about motherfucking to say, skull is truly something.
I was about to say, Metal
Mario. Let's get this grease sizzling.
You got a lot of nerve, Metal Mario. I know you fucking lying.
Metal Mario. Metal Mario is fucking sick, boy. That's the show title.
I'm just saying. God damn.
Let's go ahead and get into these shows. First of all, Love and Marriage Huntsville and Bell Collective are done. We finished those up last week. Salt Lake City had a third part of its reunion. I don't really want to go too deep into it because I just feel like there's a lot of lying still taking place. However, yeah. I do want to talk about how Heather lied about who gave her that black eye when it was Jen Shah and put a lot of people's jobs and shit in jeopardy lying. Jen gave you that black eye. Yeah, Jen Shah gave Heather that black eye. Heather lied about it, claimed it was somebody that was a part of the cast, a part of the production crew. Once that was getting investigated, the lie shifted again. You let the Crash Bandicoot, you let that tiki mask from Crash Bandicoot black your motherfucking eye. And I still think it's more to the story than that because it typically takes about 24 hours for a black eye to form because it's nothing but congealed blood. The blood has to congeal and then the bruise shows up. But either way, Jen blacked your eye and you continue to go on and protect and try to be a friend to a fucking scammer and a crook. That's the other part about this. To have all of the vitriol that y'all have for Monica while vehemently defending Jen Shah is truly something. It's truly something.
Now defending somebody that blacked your eye is crazy.
Truly something. And I just want to say this. Monica says that when she interviewed and when she tried out for to be cast, that the production staff knew that she was reality Von Teese. And I'm gonna be honest, I don't think that's true because Monica also said that she told production that the show fucking sucked. They needed her. She was going to save the show and this, that, and the third when she emailed them. And when they showed the real email, it was nothing like that. So we have to be honest in that these other women are liars, but Monica is a liar too. And yes, this made for good TV, a good season. Yes, it was messy, but I am not shocked to see that Monica will not be coming back for season 5 because how could you expect these ladies to want to film with somebody who was one-fifth of a troll account that trolled them and trolled them consistently? That was never going to work. They're not going to be friends with Monica. I think Monica calling them old and all this shit, I think Monica, you're full of shit because if you felt this way about these ladies, why do all of this to try to get on this show with them? Why try to infiltrate this friend group if you think so lowly of these women? You wanted to sit at the table with the rich, with the haves, because you have spent your life pretty much being a have not, and you took the opportunity and you ran with it. But yes, you are weird. Yes, it makes absolute sense that you were friends with Jen Shah. Looking at surveillance footage in her house without consent, riding past her home to see if she's there, looking in her windows and shit. Like, all of that is weird, stalkerish bullshit. And yes, you should be called out on it, but also other people in the show knew about it. I think Heather knew that Monica was reality Von Teese. I think Meredith knew. And now it ties back together because remember they kept trying to nail Meredith to the cross when she was like, Jen is going to jail. The feds are after her. And that's because Heather told Meredith what the Tanisha girl was telling her about Jen Shah and exposing her in the federal stuff. So yes, I believe some I believe Heather knew about Reality Von Teese. I don't think the other women knew, but I definitely believe Heather knew that Monica was a part of that Reality Von Teese account. There's no way. But it's easier to throw Monica under the bus because she's poor and she's new to that friend group. So she can easily take the L and nobody will believe otherwise, especially based on the way all of the information came out. Because if Monica was smart, she would have threw Heather under the bus and got in front of this and told the girls like, "Hey, I used to help run an account called Reality Von Teese. I was the one responsible for the videos and things about Jen being exposed." Heather knew about Reality Von Teese. She knew that Jen was going to be exposed before it happened because her Tanisha, who also runs the account, is her hairdresser. There is no way that they would have got me out of a reality TV check once I started getting it. I would have drove the bus over her big shoulders having ass. She would have been all the way under the bus. I would have slid her big ass under that bus.
Well,
But
Monica.
it was a good one and done for Monica, but I agree with the ladies. I wouldn't want to film with her either. That's like us finding out somebody that trolls about us on Lipstick Alley. And they want to be our friend, and we find out about it. I'm not being friends with you, bitch. I'm not. Why would they want to be friends or get close to somebody that helps run a troll account dedicated to them? No, that was never going to work. But I do think that Andy gave Monica the axe because I do think at some point production got a hold of that information before it came out, and they knew it would make good TV, so they sat on it.
I mean, it is what it is. I just hope you motherfuckers come up with something better for next season.
For
'Cause
sure.
for better or worse, and honestly, a lot of worse, and her own undoing, Monica was the season this season. So
Yeah.
she absolutely had to go. At the same time, I hope you motherfuckers come up with something better.
Yeah.
'Cause if y'all don't, y'all might get the backseat. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, for sure. Well, then we knocked that out the way. Married to medicine. I mean, let me put okay, that's all I got. It's been dry.
Paging
Let's hurry
Dr.
up and
Paging Quad, Mariah.
Come
Yeah.
on, Asia, with the
Before we go into the show, Toya did an interview, okay? Let me read y'all her quote from this interview. Toya Bush Harris says the Married to Mad cast didn't try to push Quad off the show. This was not about pushing anyone off the show, Toya said. It was really just about having a genuine friendship with someone because once it gets to a place where you have people on the show and they have ulterior motives, it's almost like solvency, she tells OK Magazine. Even having to explain to my children why someone who I'm saying is my friend on the show would say that my husband and I have a relationship where I'm not faithful. That's crazy because my children are teenagers. They have genuine questions. It broke my heart. They've now come to the conclusion that if it can happen to me, it can happen to them. It starts from having no relationship.
the fuck are you talking about?
First of
Yeah,
all,
that was word vomit. Yeah.
The,
And you
huh?
said
Huh?
she had a
Like,
master's in education?
first of all,
Oh my God. First
Okay,
of all, Toya,
okay.
you are the same woman that revealed while the cameras was rolling that Dr. Aiden was not Mariah's oldest child's father without Mariah's consent. And that is forever cemented in TV history. And Mariah's child, when she's old enough, and she's probably old enough now, because if your kids are teenagers, that means Mariah's oldest is a teenager too. That is cemented in TV history, and she can find that clip on the internet. Do not give me this bullshit about spreading about rumors and lies and nastiness because you embody it. You are the same woman that said Contessa was lying about her father's health
Talk about it.
because she couldn't make it to you and Eugene's out of debt party.
Talk about it. Talk about it.
You are the same woman that spread the rumor about quad fucking the married contractor that you got from Simone.
Talk about it.
I'm not here for like Adrian said, I'm not here for the word salad. You've got to just be honest. That's the thing about the women on this show. It's a cast full of nice, nasty bitches, with the exception of Heavenly. She's just nasty. But the majority of y'all are nice, nasty, and cannot stand up in the fact that y'all are mean. Y'all wanted Quad off the show. Toya, you have been vying to be considered the queen bee amongst this cast. Quad didn't do nothing to you that you haven't done to her. Let's cut the, like, in the words of white people, let's cut the malarkey. Let's cut the bullshit. We're not going for that, bucko. You're not gonna rewrite history, Toya.
Especially when we got it on wax. That's the other thing. Like, we got it on wax, how nasty and vile you are. You don't give a fuck about them kids.
And then you talking about Eugene. You the same one told us Eugene dick was little. You wanna tell us you and Eugene don't be fucking for real, for real?
Y'all ain't no real fuckers.
Oh my God. And don't get me started on this bullshit public service announcement about maternal mortality. As long as Dr. Jackie and fucking Heavenly is sitting up there making comments about women's fertility and women's reproductive health and calling women dramatic, I don't want to see no PSA from you hoes about nothing related to maternal health.
And just real quick, to harken back just slightly and real quickly to Toya's words of it, the audacity to talk about ulterior motives when y'all literally, and I mean quite literally, brought back Greg, who admitted to abuse on the reunion of y'all show. Like, all right, man. Okay.
Yeah.
Playing somebody's face. I'm playing mine.
Yeah, please. Heavenly, first of all, shout out to T.S. Madison, but I don't really want to see a conversation on the trans community from a woman who had a very homophobic, transphobic, problematic co-host, and they did not fall out until the money got funny. Like T.S. Madison, but we're not going to forget that you used to host the show with Kaya, and Kaya is very homophobic and transphobic. Always has been.
Yeah, yeah. It ain't like she just started with Maddie when she just like, Kyle's been a nasty salamander for a long time.
Yep. So it's just kind of like,
That's one of those things where it's like, it's not my community or my place to like cast judgment. I just know in the back of my mind, I'm like,
Yeah. Yep. And then there's, okay. We talked about Dr. Jackie, and how she treats bigger bodies, and as evidence in this episode where she's prescribing Ozempic to somebody, first of all, there, as we're starting to see, while this is an off-market product to help with weight loss and, you know, obesity, we're starting to see a lot of people who are not diabetics have a lot of major health issues due to Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and all that kind of stuff like that. And so, yeah. Dr. Jackie is very fat phobic. I think the BMI model has been debunked for a very long time. The American Medical Association finally admitted that the entire concept of BMI is inherently racist, and the roots lead back to eugenics, and people outside of the white race are not considered by Ansel Keys when they created the BMI system. And so, you know, there's no real scientific proof that the BMI chart applies to non-white people. And this is one of those things where it's like medicine, you know, current medical practices have come a long ways, but they still have a ways to go. And I think it should also be looked at when we talk about women over 35 having kids, and how it's been decades and decades and decades since new research has been done about, you know, healthy babies being born to women over 35. And so I'm just not a doctor. Gotta be honest about that. And also, it's very alarming that an OBGYN is recommending weight loss and diabetic medications to somebody. Not sure what to say about that. But
she getting paid by Ozempic. Allegedly. I ain't got no money. Allegedly. I want people to really read up on those side effects.
Yeah.
Because when someone was reporting, like, I think it paralyzes your bowels.
Yep.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Yep.
I also think,
and I just one last quick point, and I wonder what this will look like in like 10 years, like, because most medicines aren't meant for you to be on them long term. So what happens with this? Okay.
And like I said, I feel like, and people be like, well, if it's doing that to the people using it for weight loss, what about people using it for diabetes? Well, you got to remember, the body is working totally different in somebody who's a diabetic, specifically type 2 diabetes. The body is working totally different, and those medications are created to target the inefficiencies caused by the diabetes. So it's doing what it's intended to do with weight loss as an added benefit. I'm sure that it's, you know, when your body is working perfectly healthy, it's not dealing with diabetes and insulin resistance and things like that, there needs to be more research into how it affects people, you know, from long-term use when you don't have issues with insulin resistance. So good luck, everybody. I really don't care about Simone and them and Cecil being empty nesters, because they still miserably married. I just honestly do not care.
Until you motherfuckers are honest about the fact that y'all are miserable in y'all marriage, I don't want to see y'all.
Yeah. Yeah. The husband's night.
Ew.
I'll be honest. I do not give a fuck about Dr. Alicia and her husband. Who? It's like he couldn't wait to unleash all his misogyny.
Who?
He said that if your woman is not listening to you, it makes you look like a weak man. And that you need to take back control. It says that American women are different from Nigerian women because American women don't listen. And that American men need to start taking back control of their marriages and their homes.
Blink twice if you're okay, Dr. Alicia.
He said that women have too much power in America. That's what he said.
Yeah.
God, y'all should be embarrassed.
Don't have him back.
What do he do? Is he a doctor?
I didn't hear anybody call him doctor or something.
Okay. So he's just grandstanding. And that t-shirt
didn't look like he was doctor or anything. So,
yeah, he's grandstanding. Yeah. Dr. Alicia is running that marriage. She holds the financial weight in that marriage. And he is spiraling. And not only does she have packed the financial punch, now that she's on this show, she has two streams of income. So he's lashing out. He's not the breadwinner, and it shows because.
Well, he is a doctor.
Oh, he's a doctor?
He is a doctor.
What kind?
An oral and maxillofacial surgeon.
Oh, so what's his issue?
He's stupid.
Okay.
That was about to be.
Well, let's just go.
Nah, fuck it.
Yeah,
fuck it. He's a Nigerian man. Okay. And I'm not saying it's all. But I've seen the ones that I have encountered. So this is based on my experience. The ones that I have encountered sound a lot like him.
Yeah.
I love it.
Maybe she's a traditional woman when she's not working, but I just have never met a docile doctor. They typically have to be dominant and stand their ground almost to a fault at times. So maybe when she takes that white coat off, she is the submissive wife that he longs for and loves. But
I haven't met too many docile Nigerian women, and maybe it's a generational thing. So maybe more of those that have been in America longer, but I haven't met too many docile Nigerian women.
Yeah.
very bold, confident. This is how I think it should be done. So I don't get it, but okay.
Honestly, it
Good luck, everybody.
sounds like he a bread loser wasting his and his wife's time, to be honest.
Well, he's a doctor, so he's not losing bread. Hey.
You're right, friend, but remember, he's stupid, so he thinks he is.
So I just don't think if that, but maybe that is how she is, but it sounds like he's complaining that she's not like that. So it's like you, as a doctor, you would have had an option to marry a woman that aligns with more of what you think and how you feel. But I forget, some men like to marry women to break them down. So never mind.
Yeah. I mean, this episode was boring.
We gave it a lot more than it deserved, to be honest.
A lot.
Yeah, it was
A lot.
boring. And I'll be honest, I'm sticking around because I do want to see Heavenly Simone and Jackie get into it. That's all I'm waiting on. And they just filmed the reunion, and according to what I've been seeing on the internet, it was really explosive. Simone was yelling like a hyena.
So a Tuesday, you got it.
Yeah. So you know, I'm just trying to see what's what on the forefront.
I will agree with you on that, I'm waiting for the big fallout, but that's the only thing keeping me around, and also because it's our job as podcasters. But that's the only thing. Like, again, you motherfuckers got quiet up out of here, and I have been beating this drum. I know I sound like a broken record, but I'm gonna keep saying it. Y'all did not have a storyline without Quad and the awkwardness between her being on the show while her ex-abusive nigga and his new wife was on the show. That was the whole season, and that was the central conflict, and that's all you motherfuckers had going for you storyline-wise, because y'all own personal shit either is boring, or you didn't let the cameras roll in to actually talk about your own personal issues for a storyline.
Yeah.
And so once y'all got rid of Quad, y'all got rid of the most interesting part of the show.
Yeah. Speaking of Dr. Greg and Sweet Tea, what more do they want us to do with this fertility storyline? Like, where are we going from here? Like,
Trying to make that motherfucker seem empathetic and sympathetic, knowing good, full and damn well how nasty he was towards Quartz for these same issues. Do not like y'all, Bravo. Do not like y'all this season. I do not like production. This is nasty work bringing this nigga back on here. It's nasty business.
And then using something that tugs at the heartstrings to try to make him seem
To try to rebrand
likable.
this
Yeah, to
nigga.
try
I
to
hate it.
rebrand him
I
this,
hate
you
it.
know, trying to present like the, oh, you know, I know we both want kids, but your health comes first.
And
You
it's
know,
like,
we have to
bitch, where was
consider
this
your
with
health.
Quad?
We have to, and Qua, and like Qua just didn't want to have no kids with him. She didn't have no fertility issues. She just did, based on the trajectory of their marriage and things that we ended up seeing in the end with the cheating and the abuse and how he treated her, the financial abuse and things like that. She didn't want to have kids with him. And so yeah, I using this comeback season to try to rebrand and paint him as a decent partner, I'm not falling for it. I'm
Fuck
not
him
going
and
at
y'all.
all. Yeah, fuck yeah. Like I hate that for Sweet Tea. You know, again, as we said, if you are not go subscribe to the Patreon where we're covering Love and Hip Hop Atlanta and Miami at the Red Noise level, which is $5 a month. But fertility issues are very, I can't imagine how, you know, hard and draining it is when you're navigating fertility issues and you want to have a family. But Dr. Greg doesn't have any redeeming qualities. And so this is not tugging at my heartstrings. If anything is, and I've seen it on social media as well, people are being like, you know, you ran in this man DMs talking about you could give him what he need, but you can't in fact give him what he needs. So what's gonna happen? I also don't understand a 50 plus year old man trying to have a newborn baby, but that's neither here nor there. Like you are not present as a husband. I don't know how present you think you'll be as a parent. So,
He was a
you
fuck
know.
nigga, and I ain't never gonna forget.
Yeah, like just, you know, I don't know what y'all want us to do with y'all, what y'all are trying to do, but I'm gonna take, you know, I'm gonna take a pass on it. It definitely is not doing what you intended it to do. Leave me and my family alone is what I want to say. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think that's it. Potomac.
Potomac.
For me, the
Yeah.
biggest thing was this conversation with Ashley and Robin, and I actually agree with Robin. If you think I did all of that, if you think that I did not hold Giselle accountable, if you think I had any hand in what Giselle has done or is doing regarding Chris, why are you still trying to be my friend? What conversation is there to be had if you feel like I would help orchestrate accusing your husband of sexual assault? Mind you, that stuff only came from Giselle, Ashley, and Ashley's friend Deborah. I don't like Robin, but Robin did not participate in that situation.
True.
So if you think Robin had a hand in it, what friendship is there for you and Robin to have?
Also, not even being funny, trying to be Robin's friend after you have talked crazy about that lady. Granted, rightfully so. all these years and like this is the hill you wanted out on. That's kind of crazy. Not gonna hold you.
It just feels like she's begging. And I
Yeah.
hate that. Like, because while I'm not a Candace person, I'm not Candace, I'm not a, I do not love Candace to death on this show. She is not wrong for her feelings towards Giselle. So I am getting the icks watching her beg for an apology and beg these women to have conversations with her and be there and be her friend. Robin has, if you feel like Robin has drawn a line in the sand and she's standing with Giselle, there is no amount of sit downs that is going to change that. Also, I want to talk about inviting Sheila and Ashley to this Mother's Day event. Again, what has given me the icks about Potomac this season is I feel like it is, I don't know if it's editing or you know how they're editing, but it's giving me the ick in that it feels like the darker women are clamoring to be friends with the light skinned women on this show. And NECA trying to, you know, get in good with Mia, Giselle, and Robin, you know, Candace inviting Ashley to places, to events and shit like that. You invited Ashley and her mama to your Mother's Day event like her husband doesn't currently have a $2 million lawsuit against you.
I think it's a numbers game. I think they're playing a numbers game right now, which I mean, I guess it's kind of smart because when you have these shows with these ensemble casts, you're typically only paid for what actually airs and how many scenes you're in. So with Candace and Wendy, I mean, we're not going to always watch scenes with them two together. So they got to get other allies on the show. So I think that might be kind of Candace's thought process of at least trying to make up with Robin. Because although, yes, Robin had a hand in what was happening, she didn't have as big of a hand as Giselle did. So she can maybe move past it enough to be cordial with Robin. But that's why these shows shouldn't allow these women to ice women out of scene. Oh, you won't, it's a scene that so and so is supposed to be in with everybody. Oh, you're saying you won't be here if not, well then you just won't shoot. They production and these companies have to stop letting these women ice other women out. And then you wouldn't have stuff like this.
Yep, because I just honestly I feel like the conflict between the ladies is warranted. All of the smoke that Candace has for Giselle is warranted, and Giselle should not be allowed to pick and choose if she'll film with or work with Candace. Like, let's, you know, I feel like Andy is setting a pretty bad precedence here. And I do loathe the fact, here's the thing, I know these are Andy shows and this, that, and the third. But he's not unbiased enough to be hosting the reunions. I do think there should be other people coming in to host the reunions
Oh yeah, because
because
he.
Giselle's feet have not been properly held to the fire for this Chris and Candace situation.
I mean,
And
hey,
it's pissing me off.
I mean, honestly, you could have stopped that. Her feet have not been held to the fire, and it still would have been applicable every season. Like, think about it. Every season is some shit, and Giselle is in the middle of it, and she has never been held accountable. The only person to hold her accountable was Karen, but even then, like, that should have came from Andy. But it's very clear that he has his favorites and his biases.
Right.
Because he let because every season, Giselle in the middle of some shit, she was starting some shit, having a hand in shit, cooking some shit, or all of the above. And she's always at the middle of some type of mess, and she's never held accountable for it. If any accountability comes, it comes from the people that she's messing with, like Karen, like Candace. But you as like production, like, hey, look, man, hey, at some point you got to sit your ass down because this is ridiculous. But Andy won't do that because he got favorites. And it's clear that he got favorites.
Yeah, it's very clear that he has favorites. And I mean, it is what it is. People have favorites all the time. But I feel like, you know, this whole thing with Candace going on podcasts and, you know, I'm willing to be cordial if they just apologize and I'm willing to do this. And you're right, Adrian, it is a numbers game, you know, because if she decides that she's not going to fuck with Giselle or Robin in any capacity, it basically cuts her shooting options in half. But it just feels like she's doing all of the begging, and Giselle and Robin, especially Giselle's feet, are just not being held to the fire. As a matter of fact, she's being allowed to play the victim and weaponize her mixed race tears against Candace. Oh, I've been threatened and I've received death threats and I've been this, that, and the third. And it's like that all of that is self-inflicted. You created this shitstorm and have not taken any accountability for it, because you did more than just call that lady's husband a sneaky link and said he was trying to fuck you and see if you were with it. You even went on and spread the lie that he had gotten handsy and was touching Ashley's friend's butt and this, that, and the third. You continued on when that lady came out lying, saying that she had an abortion for Chris and so on and so. You have continued, like, you had a lot to say about that as well. And then, Robin, you know what pissed me off? You sitting up there talking about, I was not going to throw my husband under the bus for entertainment. You've thrown other people's relationships and marriages and husbands under the bus. When you and Giselle
But you'll throw them under the bus for $5 on Patreon?
Hello?
Because it's not like you didn't talk about it at all. You did.
It was behind
and charged $5. Yeah, it was behind the paywall and you charged $5. So
yeah.
And not only that, you didn't mind throwing, you and Giselle didn't mind bringing up that Monique's youngest child what possibly wasn't Chris. It was the trainer's baby. Y'all didn't mind bringing up the fact that Michael Darby was talking about sucking Juan's dick.
Y'all didn't have no problem alleging that Karen be fucking other men because Ray can't keep it up.
Y'all didn't have no problem bringing to the cameras Ray's tax problems. You don't mind throwing other people's marriages and husbands and relationships under the bus for entertainment and fodder, but you weren't willing to do it for yourself. And it's not because you didn't want to throw Juan under the bus. It's because you don't want to deal with exactly what you're dealing with now. And that's the fact that this man has a history of being everywhere with every bitch except for you. The most we have seen Juan on our TV screens, and it's because his stupid ass is unemployed.
Because I was about to say, speaking of throwing a motherfucker under the bus, like he literally threw that student under the bus and didn't protect him from assault, which is why his ass is unemployed now.
That he can't win a game.
But, well,
motherfuckers
and was terrible to the girls' basketball team because he didn't want to coach the girls' basketball team, so he was terrible to those young ladies.
Yeah,
fuck Juan.
Juan is a terrible person. He's a terrible human being. And the crazy part is, you act like he's not. Meanwhile, we know for a fact that terrible people don't just stop being terrible. It carries over into all aspects of their lives. He was terrible professionally. He's terrible personally. He's probably not that great of a dad. I bet them kids don't even probably like being around his motherfucking ass. So don't give us that, oh, I wasn't going to put this out here for... No, you just didn't want to be embarrassed and you ended up embarrassed anyways. And then you scrambled and put the shit behind Patreon and you still are embarrassed. Embarrassment.
I'm going to keep it real. Charging $5 to hear Robin and Giselle talk got to be crazy.
Absolutely.
Well, it may not be for too much longer. Eminem win lawsuit.
What? Who? What? Now? Hold up.
I said it might not be for too much longer. Eminem wins the lawsuit.
Oh, against Reasonably Shady.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, he sued them over that?
Yes. He got a restraining order on
Strength.
them.
Yes.
Oh shit.
He sued them. He got that restraining order because they were trying to force him to be present in court whenever they do their hearings. And Eminem was like, I'm a rich white man. If I don't want to be there, I'm not going to be there. How do I make it so that I don't have to be there? And if you have a restraining order against someone and can't be within so many feet of them, you could be like, that's why I'm not showing up.
Damn, I didn't know he sued them. Well,
Yeah, and at first it didn't make sense to me until I found out his daughter has a podcast that's something shady.
And I mean, if anybody's gonna use Shady, it would be his daughter, because I mean, stage name.
Right. Because when it first came out, I'm like, how would people get reasonably shady confused with Slim Shady? Like, he hasn't done anything in years for that association to happen. And then I found out his daughter now has a podcast called Something Shady. And so that would be where the confusion would come in. And so he said, hey, I own the name. So, of course, I'm going to let my white daughter have it. You green-eyed bitches, I don't care.
Y'all are just part niggas. Y'all are just part nigga, part white. We're full white over here, beloved.
Oh yeah.
Well, bad luck, bozos.
Love and Marriage DC is back, and it is picking up at Christmas time, and not this past Christmas, Christmas 2022.
I feel like we have to, like, that is still crazy to me that this footage is so late and we're just not seeing it. That's crazy.
I don't know. Ashley j hops out the gate being weird right away. Here's the thing. If I'm friends with two women and they end up getting into it and they don't get along, unless one has severely violated the other one, I'm not getting in it. Like, figure it the fuck out. Because most likely what y'all are arguing about is fucking dumb. Erica, I mean, Ashley and Joy don't like each other, yet you invited her to this Christmas party at your home. And y'all end up getting into it. And ma'am, what do y'all want Arena to do in this situation? Like,
Random
I
just.
guess that's my thing. Like, if I'm friends with Adrian and Jeremy, if Adrian and Jeremy end up not getting along and they have it out, I'm staying out of it. Unless one person is very obviously wrong as two left fucking shoes, I'm gonna allow them to figure that out. Do not put me in the middle of it. Just don't. And y'all are too fucking old.
Awesome.
Y'all are too fucking old for this.
Random just trying to get to the eggnog.
For sure. Because she married to a fucking egghead. So she just trying to escape reality. And then what is you bitches arguing about at a Christmas party? Was the eggnog noggin?
Nigga,
Well, Ashley was wrong in the situation. So, and
damn.
Ashley's
Ashley
not
be
gonna
wrong in a
be.
lot of situations, if we being honest.
And Ashley's not gonna admit it because you told people that Joy was married on some shady shit. We just gonna be honest. You were mad that she had made whatever comment that she had made, and you said, "Oh, so this is what she wanna do? I'm finna blow this bitch's spot up." Because I think Joy had it in her head. Okay, hey, we'll talk about this marriage, the ceremony. Maybe be able to get a spin-off or at least get some solid episodes in this season. But then once it's out that you're already married, that kind of takes the wind out of that balloon. So you fucked with that girl's check and you did it being shady and being petty. And then you don't want to have your feet held to the fire and be held accountable for it.
And you think because you gave Arena the D and friend that she should overlook that shit you did. And no, she shouldn't.
And especially when that wasn't even Arena's thinking. Her thinking was, I see Joy dashing out the front door. I'm checking on who is leaving right now in such a haste that I can see that something is wrong. Joy could have gotten into it with anybody else in the party, and that could have been why she was leaving. Also, Ashley, it's your house. So once that argument happened, everybody was crowding around you and on your side. So because one person wasn't, now it's all this. She had, she, the bottom line is, I'm, she so needs hurt to go sit on that lady's couch, because she's not over being abandoned.
She's not over being abandoned, and she's not over the fact that she don't trust her fucking husband.
Why she don't trust her husband?
I don't think she trusts Quick ever since Winter brought up those issues that she heard what Quick be out here in the streets doing.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the word on the curb.
Well, either way, take that up with that lady. But that Joy stuff, you're wrong in the situation. And just because you apologize, Joy is allowed to take as much time as she wants to take to process this apology and now where you fall in her life.
Yep. And that's what that is. And expecting Arena to be the peacemaker, or expecting Arena to chase after you, it doesn't curl over with me. I don't think that a part of friendship has to be coddling somebody when they're dead wrong. And Ashley, you're not right in this situation. And it seems like, you know, that you and Arena don't come to some type of understanding, because you and Jamie were arguing on Twitter not too long ago in my mentions. So it seems like, you know, y'all don't ever fully rebound from whatever transpired.
It would appear that something is amiss.
Yeah, it is. But I guess we're gonna find out what else goes on, and I'm gonna be here to watch it. But yeah, I'm glad we're on the same page. I don't think Arena had any skin in this situation, and Ashley tried to force her to pick a side. And again, like Arena said, I see people running out. I'm trying to see what the hell is going on. If I seen you running out your own house, I would have tried to see what was wrong with you and why you running out your own house. But all that pointing your finger in my face and all that kind of shit, I'm not doing that with nobody. I don't even do that with my own man. I'm not doing that with a single soul. So, and it appears that Ashley went drumming up some mess. And so it, to me, it's starting to make sense really early on why Ashley has been so negative about the show returning, because she's, you know, she's looking like an asshole so far. But yeah, Love and Marriage DC is back. Also, before we go, Martell did an interview with Tasha K of all people, showing videos of Mel threatening him, cussing him out, this, that, and a third, and about her cheating and sucking another nigga's dick, and this, that, and a third. Had everything nasty to say about Mel, but nothing to say about Arion. And Mel's team has said that they're, you know, gearing up to go back into court, because what Martell didn't show is that, you know, he has been just very awful in that marriage, down to being financially dishonest. And it makes sense to me now, because Mel said at one point Martell had stolen 6 figures out of their joint account. I understand why she moved so quickly to dissolve any business dealings they had.
Yes.
Yeah, like, I know that she was talking about dissolving things and moving on, but getting new information that she kept, you know, out of public sight, it now makes a ton of sense why she moved to dissolve any business dealings they had together. Because I was like, they were making a lot of money together. You know, they could have continued to make money together. They could have continued Hope and Hope. But Mel was like, no, after that motherfucker took $150,000 out of our joint checking account, we can't continue a motherfucking thing.
And my only thing with these interviews is I need people to come a little bit more well prepared so that you can push back on information that either Melody, Martell, or Coleslaw give. Because a lot of Tasha K's stuff, like, she would let him say stuff, and I'm remembering in my head, like, no, that's not how that happened, or that's not the sequence or the context in which that happened. And right. I don't know if she just didn't want to challenge him, or she just didn't know the information to challenge him. But he was saying a lot of stuff that contradicts even the story that Arion put out. You know what I mean? So it's not that it even goes against what Mel is saying. it goes against what Arion is saying too. Like, his interviews always leave more questions than answering anything or solidifying anything.
Yeah,
well, that's because he makes up his lies on the spot.
You're right, and that's why I need somebody that'll call him on it in the spot. Like, well, no, that's not quite right. I remember this being what happened. Martell, is that more accurate? Because he's not smart enough to do subterfuge after that. Like,
right, he's not smart.
He's definitely.
Oh,
no, go ahead.
He's not smart.
Go ahead, Jimmy.
He's not smart enough to get around a real interview.
Right.
Which is definitely why he goes to places like Tasha K.
Yep.
Because she's not a journalist. She is a former waitress turned gossip blogger. She's not a journalist. She doesn't fact check. She doesn't do her homework. Because I guarantee you, if she did or she had a team who helped her do that things, she could unearth the court documents.
Probably.
Well, he put the court documents out there.
Yeah, like
one instance that he talked about where he keeps bringing about not seeing his kid for 56 days. And he tries to make it seem like Mel just made something up. But as you peel, it went from, I didn't touch my son, to, okay, I did, but it wasn't 25 times. Then he jokes like he was laughing the whole time. Then on that 25 hit, his face changed. Like, if you let Martell talk, he'll talk the lie out into the truth. But because she wasn't there to push back, he was able to be like, oh, well, I didn't get to see them just based on what Mel said. When in actuality, they did an investigation. Your son said the same thing. And you then also had to do therapy with your son. So if nothing happened, you would have never had to do therapy. So because maybe she doesn't know those details, or she just wants to let him talk and talk and talk, there was no pushback on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it did renew my resolve. Keep that bitch off the show.
Which one?
It can be him or Arion, to be quite frank. Keep them bitches off the show. Like, and you see, I had softened my heart to that whore to be like, let her on the show. I had softened my heart.
You did.
I had softened my heart. And then that bald head peasy ass nigga did that interview. And now I want him off the show. And I don't want her ever to touch the screen.
For sure.
If she's so hot, because he says, oh, Mel doesn't want her on the show because maybe she'll take the spotlight from Mel. From who? And that I'm not no Melometer or anything, but from
Mela what?
Yeah, that's what they call the people that
that's
love
what they
Mel,
call
Melometers.
I am
not one of those.
This is twice, both on the Patreon feed, which again, $5 get you the red noise level. This is twice today at two recorders where I have heard something that has shook me and pissed me off. They call Mel's fans what?
The Melometers. The Melometers.
Y'all are grown and have bills. What is wrong with you?
They do. But the Melometers will get in your ass. Do you know how many like YouTubers don't review it anymore? Because the Melometers, if you say anything slightly critical of Mel, they are on your ass.
I wish y'all could see my face. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. Because I laid down because we were wrapping up recording.
Everybody got fans, but if she's so hot and she'll take the attention away from Mel, why don't you and her shop a show around?
Hello.
Love after infidelity. I don't know. Whatever. whatever you want to call it. Like, whatever. If she's so hot, make another one. If you made Mel who she is, make another one. You can't. That's why you getting kicked out of houses. Still ain't got no builder's license.
Ooh.
Just putting your name on anything. Mm. Selling that Sutter House rot gut.
Mm.
Putting your grandmama name on that. Dishonoring that lady name by putting it on that bullshit.
Ooh-wee.
Suits too tight.
Ooh.
Can't fuck right. Like, dude, it's a lot of stuff. Just step back. I have never had such a visceral reaction to a person that I do not know as I have for him. Because to sit in an interview and be like, you're not going to say anything kind about the woman that birthed four of your kids, but you want to sit and give all this praise to Arianne after you have called her a peasant on TV, after you have said that she was not even 20%, she was the 15%. And you want to tear the one, your ex-wife down so bad that
because
you missed an opportunity.
Yeah, all because she holds your feet to the fire for how you treated her.
And you missed the opportunity to start to rehab your image. Because if we want to sit and really be honest, if Martell was a smarter nigga, by now he could have been at the end of his redemption tour.
If we're being fucking for real here.
Because the public and male-centered women love nothing more than to give that a boys to some ain't shit fuck nigga that's doing halfway decent. And he wouldn't have had to do much. A little bit of contrition, maybe making Arianne his main for a little while. Because then you could have rolled with it was messed up how I did my wife, but this was somebody that I really loved. And we have begun building since me and my wife have been divorced. But no, this bald head nigga can't do shit right. Can't take tests. It's shit at PR. I really want to look at Alabama and how y'all even allowed this man to be a special education teacher at one point in time.
Go ahead.
I really need to look at y'all standards. You even telling people that
education.
I mean, but it's Alabama, so we finna keep it real on where they fall in the educational between the 50 states. We just gonna keep it real on where they fall. That's all I'm gonna say about that. And if Martell is teaching your special ed, I can see why. It is where it is. Even letting people know that you were a special education teacher, you could have took that opportunity to be like, hey, I wanted to help differently abled children and make everything so that people, can feel included and get the best education possible. That's what Mel would have said. What did your big dumb ass say? Oh, I did it because I was a black male and I knew I'd be able to get a job because being a black male in special education.
Definitely gave off the energy like that Obama was giving, where he just studied communism to try to get the holes. Continue, friend.
He just blew it. Like,
well, first of all, I just want to say
what a drag.
This has been a drag for the ages. First of all,
Bravo. I dragged so hard, my headphone don't went out.
but I mean, you said nothing but facts. He is the orchestrator of his own demise, and it's nobody's fault but his own.
And I can see why Mel just won't let up. I see why she keeps her foot on that nigga neck.
Because here's my thing, okay? Your ex-wife did not leave you after the first infraction.
True.
Mel took you back. You and Mel ended up having another baby together after she found out that you had been having an affair with a woman nearly half of y'all marriage. She took you back and tried to work things out with you.
And we saw
Not only did she take you back, she started talking about some motherfucking respectful cheating, which means if Arianne wouldn't have been doing the shit she was doing and just kept her mouth shut,
you
Mel probably
had
would still stayed with your ass.
You could have had your main bitch and your mistress in peace. You went out of your way. You and Arianne went out of y'all way to continue the affair and create a child together. You have been mad for 40 days and 40 fucking nights because your ex-wife dared to leave you after you made another baby on her. Arianne has said that she has been pregnant by you multiple times. You have been on a slander and a hate tour with your ex-wife because your image has taken a hit that you have not been able to redeem yourself from. That is what this is about. You thought that this would not be that serious. All in all, it has affected your ability to make money, get money, and maintain good business relationships with people.
And that is not what you expected of this situation. You thought that even though y'all was divorced, you were still going to go on and live a fantastically wealthy life, doing the same things you were doing and having the same wealth and comfort that you had, not recognizing that you only had it because you built it with your wife. You built it for your family. Once the powers that be realized that you didn't give a fuck about family, you have been stripped of everything. You can only be mad at yourself.
You
You
don't
didn't
have the
value
license.
family. You literally don't have a builder's license still. You created
Got to
this.
build
You
up under
did
another
this.
person now. Yeah, I have no sympathy, and it's not a male was perfect. She didn't do nothing wrong. It's not that you just continue to do shit wrong, in my opinion.
Like, if you want to, and you say you just want to co-parent peacefully with Mel, but your actions are not indicative of that. Because how do you do this interview with Tasha K and think Mel will have any type of anything for you? And here's the thing, your feelings are hurt because she won't just act like it never happened. Well, I said sorry, I said I was wrong. She was doing her wrong. I apologize. She never apologized. Only one of y'all brought an outside baby in that house, and it was not Melody Cherie Rogers.
No matter what you try to insinuate.
I don't give a fuck if she sucked a gaggle of dicks. It didn't result in her coming home pissing on a stick with another man baby in her uterus.
She was swallowing kids. You was delivering them.
Ooh, ooh.
That's a bar.
I'm gagged a little bit like Mel be doing.
All right.
Getting all the dirty talk she wants.
So what nigga been talking dirty to you? The one who dick I suck, duh, dummy. Like
You can't
wait.
do a little dirty talk? A little. Oh, no, I ain't finna. Okay, never mind. This was finna become another show. So, never mind. But if that woman wanted dirty, if that woman wanted dirty talk, you should have been able to give her dirty talk.
Yeah.
You can't talk. That tell me you lack imagination and smart. That's what that tell me.
Yep. That's exactly what it's saying.
But I bet you'd be over there fucking Arion calling her dirty little peasant or something. Bet you can dirty talk over there. Oh, I hate me.
Hate him. Hate him. Hate him. Hate him. Well, that's it for us. We hope y'all enjoyed this episode, especially that Martell dragon that Adrian put on his motherfucking ass because it was rightfully deserved and it needed to be said. And you are not smarter. You're not smarter than you think or smarter than you look because you look like a fucking fool. You're
You're not
not.
smarter than an average fifth grader. We finna keep it funky.
Your children is outsmarting you. Just want to say that. Your kids are smarter than you. Got more sense than you too.
Get him off the show.
Immediately, immediately. We've had enough. But with that said, we're out. We'll be back next week. Go subscribe to the Patreon, patreon.com/flawlessnoises. $5 gets you access to the companion show, Ratchet Reloaded. You won't be disappointed. And yeah, we out, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Get your ass off the internet and don't be a millimeter.
Oh, God.
They gonna be on your ass there.
They finna, boy, you think the
They
Mars is bad? You
ain't
done
the
out here,
millimeter.
Chief. They
Ooh.
finna comb through them tweets and get you right on out of here. Bye, y'all.